الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المحتاج في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حمدك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من مكنت بالقال أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القام والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه الأفاق وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته بكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب المصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطغواها صدق الله العظيم اصل بات شروع کرنے سے پہلے بائی وے آف انٹروڈکشن آئی ہیو ٹو تھینک ویری فرام دی ڈیپ ریسیسز آف مائی ہارٹ دی برادرز آف سوازیلینڈ ہو آلویز گیو اس ا ویری ویری ہارٹی اینڈ وارم ویلکم فرام ویری ویری مینی ایئرز وین دیر واز نو مسجد ان سوازیلینڈ اینڈ آئی ایم مچ مور گریٹ ہاسپٹیلٹی رائٹ وین وی جسٹ کراس دی بارڈر دی ہول جماعت واز ویٹنگ فار اس and they waiting were hot badam pista mashallah they made us so happy with him we felt so nice and right through continuously the brother's mohabbat and this is a sign not really for me but you people think this is a maulana you think maybe he's a pious man so it's your love for me your love for Allah and this love will take you very very far in this dunya also in akhirah also the love of Allah and the love of His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love of sin is a very, very great thing which we see. That's why so many brothers there. In Gavan, so many brothers there. All this is because of your love. And on this, Allah Ta'ala, I remember the incense of in the Mughal Empire in India, when this one prince, the son of the king, he was a young boy, 10, 11 years, and he had two pigeons. He liked his pigeons as pets. He should keep them. They should stay young. So he saw a young girl there, a small girl, 8 years, 7 years. He said, won't you keep my pigeons for me while I drink water? She said, no problem. She took the pigeons. He drank water, and he could take his pigeons. One pigeon was gone. He flew away, and very expensive. The prince, these two pigeons were not all the money. He said, flew away. Well, no business, but he flew away. So he said, he flew away. How he flew away? To make other one flow. Like this he flew away. He was for muhabbat flow. Shadi ho ke. Wo nur jahan begam ho. Usse ke kaar mahal. Muhabbat ki chiz ke muhabbat ki karamat. Aur aaj tak puri dunia kaar mahal ke isse ko jaya. Ye muhabbat ki karamat. اور اللہ تعالیٰ نے آپ لوگ کو اس محبت سے ملوا دیا یہ بہت بڑی چیز ہے بہت قیمتی چیز ہے اس پر شکر ادا کریں اور اللہ تعالیٰ اس کو بڑھائے اور پورا اس کو ذریعہ بنائے اور پورا بھی پورے سوازی لینڈ میں پوری دنیا میں اللہ زندہ کرے اور اس کی برکت سے اللہ اپنی محبت ادا کرے اللہ کی محبت سے برکت کوئی چیز میں کہا کرتا ہوں اگر کوئی نوجوان لڑکا ہو اور اس کی ماں کا نام بہن ان کے پتلی کے پٹو جتنے بگڑے ہوئے نام کے پاس ایسے نہیں بلکہ صاحب और रात को उसको नींद नहीं और तहरियों से वो
पागल हो गया फातिमा की मोहब्बत।
ये अलग बात है, 3-6 महीने के बाद शादी के बाद
बेचारे फातिमा को कितना सताएगा और कितनी लड़ाई करेगा,
लेकिन अभी जो है
वो कितनी मोहब्बत। जो मैं आपसे पूछता हूँ, जिस खुदा ने एक नहीं लाखों करोड़ों फातिमा पैदा
और खदीजा और आयशा
और कितने खूबसूरत मनाजिर
और आबशार और सरदार, ये सब तो
वो खुदा के नाम में कितने लंबे हैं।
अल्लाह के नाम अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जान है।
जो लोग शराब पीते हैं वो सब वो मस्त हो जाते हैं, वो सब सारी दुनिया के चौथे आसमान पे पहुंचते हैं,
उनको क्या पता क्या है मजा अल्लाह के नाम में।
जिसने अल्लाह को पहचाना
और फिर अल्लाह का नाम लिया,
जैसे कि उसके माँ का नाम फातिमा, खाला का, बहन का, उसको मजा नहीं आता है वो ऐसे, लेकिन अब बीवी बनने वाली है तो अल्लाह ताला से हो जाते हैं हम शादी कर अल्लाह को पहचाने,
अल्लाह के बाद जो आदिश का ताल्लुक हासिल करें,
फिर देखो अल्लाह के नाम में कितने दस साल है। तो ये बहुत बड़ी चीज है जिससे
अल्लाह ताला ने आप लोग को नवाजा। दूसरी एक बात अर्ज करनी है, हमारे शेख आरिफुल्लाह इस जमाने के रूमी मुजद्दिद वक्त और तबरीज काल भारत मौलाना शाह हकीम मोहम्मद अख्तर साहब रहमहुल्लाह फरमाते थे कि हर बयान से पहले एक सुन्नत का मिजाज करते हैं,
ताकि हजरत नबी करीम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सुन्नत से बिकम अदाय।
तो हजरत से वेरी वेरी फॉर्म्स विथ रिगार्ड टू द ब्यूटी द नेसेसिटी द वैल्यू इंपॉर्टेंस ऑफ सुन्नत। ये एक खास शहर जिसको अल्लाह ने अपने मेहरबान से पूरी दुनिया में मशहूर कर दिया वो ये है कि नक्श कदम नबी के सल्लल्लाहु
जन्नत के रास्ते
अल्लाह से भी अल्लाह जन्न जला बोला से मिला के जन्नत के रास्ते, नक्श कदम नबी के हैं जन्नत के रास्ते, अल्लाह से मिला के हैं जन्नत के रास्ते।
उसका क्या मतलब हुआ, जो आदमी नक्श कदम नबी पर चलेगा यानी सुन्नतों पर चलेगा
वो लिखेगा वो जन्नत में लिखेगा। जैसे कि आदमी यहाँ मंजिल से भगवान का वॉक पर चले तो भगवान में निकल आएगा, मकुटू का वॉक है मकुटू निकल आएगा,
जिस डायरेक्शन पर हम चलते
तो जो सुन्नत के मुताबिक उसकी जिंदगी बनाता है वो जन्नत में निकल आएगा। और अल्लाह से मिला मिला और आदमी का ताल्लुक अल्लाह का आदा से हो जाए, तो सुन्नत पर चलने से अल्लाह से उसका ताल्लुक का निस्बत अल्लाह उसको मिल जाएगा। एक तू मेरा तो हर शय मेरी, जमीन मेरी पलक मेरा, एक तू नहीं मेरा तो कोई शय नहीं मेरी, अल्लाह लिखा हर चीज मेरी। और इन दोनों में फर्क यह है, जन्नत तस्वीर आंखों पर हम सब चाहते हैं जन्नत,
हमें दुआ भी मालूम चाहे कोशिश भी करें अल्लाह सबको जन्नत करती,
लेकिन सुन्नतों पर चलने से जन्नत तो मिलेगी लेकिन जन्नत उधार।
अभी जो है अगर हम सुन्नतों पर चले तो अभी फौरन सुन्नत जन्नत नहीं मिली,
पूरी जिंदगी गुजारने की है,
कब्र की कितनी लंबी जिंदगी,
क्यामत कभी कितना नफा दी, उसके बाद इंशाअल्लाह
अल्लाह हम सबको सब मुसलमान को अल्लाह जन्नत कर रहा है।
तो लंबा दे और दूसरी बात यह है
कि जन्नत से आंखों पर कितने खूबसूरत
लाइन आंख में कभी नहीं लगी, वरना कुछ समय आप कोई कान में कभी नहीं
खूबसूरत अलगी बशत किसी आदमी ने आप नहीं देता,
सोच नहीं सकता जन्नत कितने खूबसूरत, जितनी भी जन्नत खूबसूरत है अल्लाह ताला की कुदरत से कहना उसको उससे भी ज्यादा खूबसूरत बना, और अल्लाह ताला की ये जन्नत बनाए अल्लाह ताला दूसरे 20 जन्नत बना सकते।
तो जन्नत तो सिर्फ आंखों पे लेकिन देर से मिलेगी और ये मखलूक
और अल्लाह ताला और सुन्नत पर चलने से अल्लाह मिलेगा खाल की जन्नत मिलेगी। और अभी बहुत अनुदान नहीं
اور جس کے دل میں اللہ تعالیٰ ایک تم سے کیا محبت ہو گئی, ایک تم سے کیا محبت ہو گئی, ساری دنیا جی سے نفرت ہو گئی, ایک تم سے کیا محبت ہو گئی, ساری دنیا ہی سے نفرت ہو گئی, عشق میں ذلت بھی عزت ہو گئی, عشق میں ذلت بھی عزت ہو گئی, ذلت عزت ہو گئی. اس راستے میں آدمی اپنے آپ کو بظاہر صغیر کرتا ہے, دنیا والوں کی نظر میں اپنی سیدھی سادی زندگی گزارتا ہے, اس کا رہنا اس کا سہنا کھانا پینا بہت سادہ ہوتا ہے, تو لوگ سمجھتے ہیں سارا زمین ہے کمزور کمتر آدمی ہے, لیکن اس میں اندر جو عزت دیتا ہے اللہ ہو تو پوری دنیا اس کی عزت کرتا ہے, اللہ والوں کی عزت دنیا والے سب ان کے قدموں میں پڑتے ہیں, یہ اللہ تعالیٰ وہ عزت انہوں نے من جواز آدمی اللہ کیوں جواز پسی اختیار کرتا ہے اللہ کے آپ کو خوش کرنے کے لیے, اللہ اس کی بہت عزت, دنیا میں بھی اللہ اس کو اونچا کرتا ہے, اللہ ریز اس پوزیشن میں دنیا اور آخر کیا پوچھا بتیا کتنا, تو اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں سنتوں پر چلنے کی توفیق,
آمین.
ایک سنت کا مذاکرہ کرتا ہوں مسواک کی سنت, اگر سنت اور مسواک ان کا سے حدیث شریف کہ ان میں سودا کو جو بھی آدمی عربی طور سے ممبئی سے سوارا اس کی اور اس سے پہلے کے وضو میں اب بلو سبرین سوارا اب وہ نماز جو ہے نماز جو بہتر ہے سر کی نماز ویڈیو نے سوا کہ انگلش سوال ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ وی آل میڈ ماشاء اللہ حافظ صاحب سو بیوٹیفل سو قرآن شریف سو بیوٹیفل We all made the same for our text. Nobody made five for us. And we made the same five or four because eight such that same. But those of us who made Miswa, when we made Wudu, it's not four or text, we made seven and four times seven, 280 rakat solat salat. And not 280, absal with salat. More better. And unless better only, Allah knows how much more better. So, and then we have only made four prayers of Isha. We made two sunnahs also, we made nitar also, some of us made sunnahs and barakada and barakada also. All of it multiplied by 70 because of the barakat of Miswa. That Miswa, half of us we made Miswa. But it's a lot simpler. So this is the value of sunnah. Can you show me any business in dunya where you can make so much for? Lekin hamare dilo pe پردے پہ پڑے ہوئے یو ڈونٹ سی دنیا ٹو میک 10% پروفٹ ٹو انویسٹ ٹو گیٹ 20% فور دیٹ اینڈ گیٹ 70 ابزرو مور بیٹر دین 70 لیکن نو انفارمیشن نو ڈیزائر فار می فار کے بعد ادروائز اے پرسن وڈ شاک یو And the other great benefit of Miswak, Ibn Arabi Shami, rahmatullah, is a great jurist. He writes of Sham, Syria. He writes in the Sunnat of Siwak, the Sunnat of Miswak, Yudakkiru Kalimat al-Shahadat in Tainzi. The Sunnat of Ibn Miswak was remind you to read Kalimat al-Shahadat at the time of Miswak. Guaranteed prescription for moth on Iman. And any person who has some sense, his biggest worry is nothing else but how my moth is. That my moth has come on Iman. And for example, Miswa, there are other also things by which a person will get guaranteed moth on Iman. Miswa, we should always make our moth, inshallah, will definitely come on Iman. So inshallah, Miswa is our way of the end. Each one of us make a firm niyat, I'll get my miswa. If it is my pocket, every time I make you look, I will make miswa. Correct it? And encourage our wives, our woman folk. Encourage our friends, all of us, we should try to make miswa. Allah himself to talk to me.
Amen.
The ayats of the Quran Sharif that I recite, they are from the surah, Washamsi, Wal-Duha. In the surah, the most
قسمس اللہ has taken in the whole Quran, many قسمس are there. But the most قسمس in one place is in the surah. One of my brothers up to 15 قسمس اللہ تعالیٰ has taken.
The question arises, اللہ کو قسم لینے کی کیا ضرورت ہے؟
اللہ is اصدق القائلین, the most truthful. Allah is Allah, he is Haqqul Mubin, who makes the truth manifest and known. Why must Allah take qasam? We would ask someone to take qasam if we doubt the person. He's lying. We want the truth out of the person. Take qasam and then say what you are saying. But Allah is, the reason why Allah is taking qasam, is taking qasam by Allah can explain what I'm telling. Please accept it. I'm taking qasam and I'm telling you. And not one qasam, but 15 qasam. And it's not your money you need. So this what we are talking, take it in your heart, don't think Maulana is making bayan. Allah is speaking to me directly. And Allah is telling me, and my Allah is understand just what Allah is telling us here, how important it is that for nothing else Allah took so many qasams. And there again, this qasam, how strikingly Allah Ta'ala wa shamsi wa tuhaha wa qamari madra tada. It's great detail, but we won't go into that. Allah took qasam in pairs, the sun and the moon, and then the skies and the earth, and then day and night. All things which are opposite, Allah took qasam for them. And all the things, nobody can deny. The sky and the earth, day and night, the all the things, the sun and the moon, yes, those things are 100% true and we know. This is what Allah wants to tell us for what is taking qasam. That is also 100% true. So Allah wants to convince us, please listen to this. I'm giving you, so how we will say from my heart and from and I'm taking qasam and I'm telling you, I am telling you, my Allah, I want to give you this message. Please accept this message. Listen to me, your goodness of dunya, of qabr, of qiyamah, of akhirah, is if you listen to me in this message. Such an important message, anta ta'ala. After taking the six qasams in which there are other qasams, not only six, then Allah ta'ala takes qasam of our body, wa nafsiyan, wa ma sawwaha. This also is in faith. The body and the soul, both. Badan or roh, lekin Allah ke roh tazkira tazkira hai. See, badan, roh hum nahi dekh sakte. The sun and the moon we can see. The earth and the sky we can see. Day and night we can see. Body we can see. Roh we can't see. So Allah has been so kind, he didn't touch our brains. That what you can't see, I'm taking qasam of that. But what you can see, and this I'll just explain, not about the sun and moon, day and night, there's big explanation in there. But just about the body, what your explanation? That this body, Allah says, Alayhi wa nafsiyam wa ma sawwaha. Balanced on you, very balanced on you. And in every aspect Allah has made this body balanced. For example, our outward body which we all can see. Our eyes, two eyes, Allah made them balanced. Same size, same kind. Ears, if one eye was small like the eye of a needle, and if the other eye was a big pumper, how should you do it? If one ear was just a pumper, and the other ear was like the ear of an elephant, like a fan, how should you do it? And everything, the whole body, just take for example, if one leg was 1 meter long, 100 centimeters, and the other leg was 1 foot, 12 inches. One leg is 1 meter and one leg is 12 meters. How should you walk? Hopping and walking. How we should walk? And then everything, the whole body, Allah made it balanced. If we look inside of our body, that also is balanced. For example, your sugar level has to be at a level when it's balanced. If it's too high, you are diabetic, you are big problem. If it's too low, your sugar levels have dropped, you've got problems. Blood pressure has to be balanced. Too high is a problem, too low is a problem. Your cholesterol, too high is a problem, too low. Whole body, Allah made it. And if we look after our health,
we eat the right foods and we are properly health conscious, you have a good lifestyle, inshallah your whole life you are well. But if you eat too much junk food, you are smoking, if you take drugs, if you take alcohol, you destroy your health. That balance is gone out. Now you will have innumerable continuous problems all the time. So that is the body of the balance, our health inside, that also our balance. Then our akhlaq must be also balanced. A person who doesn't have any anger, somebody flirting with his wife, joking with him, doesn't have anger, he's out of balance. And somebody, everything, every turn he's getting angry. And he's swearing and shouting, he's also out of balance. Which all am I brother, if a person who becomes angry, then his anger doesn't go away, he's a shaitan. And a person who never becomes angry is a donkey. Donkey who hit him, you poke him, you hit him. So anger, it must be also balanced. Your spending of money must be also balanced. Don't give all your money away, nor will you have taken yourself. On the other hand, don't be stingy, you don't give anything also. Balance is that also. Everything, there must be a balance. So Allah has made this body. Now, this is the nafs, the body. But as I said, it is in comparison and contrast with the ruh, there's two things going on. If there is only body, there is no ruh. He's a dead person. If a baby is born, bachcha paida hua, aur usme ruh nahi hai, wo murda hai. Ab kahan aapka sabra dar karan banayega, ab to chala jata hai taiyar, ruh nikal gayi. Ye kaam hai, coma hua, in hospital, coma. He can't eat himself, they put drugs for him. He can't do toilet, he's got a catheter. He can't do anything. But if he ruh hai andar, the doctor can't write that certificate. They can't get all the machines are on that person. Life supporting machine, ventilator. The nurses are running up and down, checking the machines, right, making notes, everything. Doctors are coming, checking everything. Ruh. As soon as the ruh goes out of that body, immediately they unplug all the machines. Doctor will come and write death certificate. Now all the attendants they were giving him and all that happened now. Now his body's gone to the mortuary. They phone his family, this person is dead now, come and take his body. So what is the driving force is the ruh. Otherwise this body on its own. I see with my eyes and really ajeeb baat hai. That two eyes next to one, all of them. But can anyone see, we see the sun with the eyes. Sun is how many times bigger than the earth. We see huge, huge mountains with this eye. But then you see your other eye. I'm not talking about the earth, but just as we are sitting here, can anyone, you see everything. I'm seeing how many people, but I can't see my other eye. Nobody can see his other eye. All ye insan ko Allah ne kaisa banaya. Of all the balance, Hafizah was just telling me, his knees are pain from beginning to pain. This is also, it has to be balanced also. Otherwise, we know, you've got back problem, knee problem, ankle problem, juro katar, very musibat hai. Allah sab ki
Ameen.
So there are 360 joints in the body. Now, I will just discuss one joint, this elbow joint. Out of the 300 you have to mention, all 360, Uri Rakura Tanaka. The one joint, this joint here, if it was here, and our hand was straight there, all these joints are perfect. No gout, no arthritis, no nothing. You take the food in here. But there is no joint here. Now try to bring the food to your mouth. Or try to take your mouth to the food in your fingers. If you are not shy and you think I'm just bluffing you, I'm making drama, so our foot push is cutting, then our dress is seated right here, our move that we are, we are moved to Udi or the future, maybe from separation. Or if you are sharam aati hai, to ghar jaati hai. Lekin wife ke saamne na hai. Wife kahe ki, ye kon wani sab aaya uske jaadu ki. Ye kya mera marad yun 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 karta hai. To aap bathroom mein jaye, aur walk bhi kar de. Shai ko andar aaja, wo deche ke liye, puri raat yun yun karta hai. और लाइट ऑफ भी करते अगर वो की होम से पीट कर
جان کے جو کہ ووٹ دیجیے کہ میرا میرا سواگت ہوتا ہے پوری رات آپ کو نش کرے وہ کھانا دور کر دیا کون ہے وہ ذات جس نے یہ جوائن دیا ہمارے آؤٹ کار سکس منتھ سر 20,000 کلومیٹر 15,000 کلومیٹر سر آئل اینڈ آئل آئل اینڈ گریس بال بیئرنگ فنش پٹ نیو بال بیئرنگ جس جوائنٹ ہول لائف میں ever we have to do greasing and oiling ever we have to go for services we are using it for we are not دیکھو اور اللہ نے ہر ایک دنیا اور مفت میں جو مالدار سے مالدار گھر میں بچہ پیدا ہوا اس کا بھی اللہ نہیں آتا جو غریب سے غریب اس کے گھر جو بڑا وہ ہوم اسپیشلسٹ اور بوائنٹ اسپیشلسٹ اور جوائنٹ اسپیشلسٹ اس کے بچے کو بھی اللہ دیا اور جو کچھ نہیں جانتا کچھ بھی نہیں جانتا اس کو بھی اللہ اور سب کو اللہ نے اور اللہ نے سکھایا اس کا استعمال کر دیا یہ باڈی ہمارے پیسے اور یہ ایک جو نہیں اتنی دوسرا یہ ایک اور مثال میں عرض کروں دیکھو جب بچہ پیدا ہوتا ہے لوگ کی کنڈن کیونکہ لوگ کھانا نہیں کھائے کھانا پیے گا اور جب ذرا اس کی عمر ہوئی تو دودھ کے جان سے نکل کیونکہ کچا کھانا ہے سافٹ بس کر کھاتا ہے تو وہ عمر کھاتا ہے سافٹ اس کے بعد اثر نکلتا اگر ہم بچے بناتے جو ہم سوچتے ہیں کہ ہم بچے بنا لیتے ہیں تو اکارڈنگ ٹو آور تھنکنگ وی شوڈ سے وین دا چائلڈ از ون ایئر اولڈ دین ہز ٹوتھ مسٹ بی ون ملی میٹر 10 years اولڈ 10 millimeters 1 centimeter 20, 25, 2.5 centimeter اینڈ دیٹ از دا ایج وین بوائز اینڈ گرلز نارملی ہیو میریڈ بٹوین دی ایج 20, 25 سو اف دا ٹاپ ٹوتھ واز 1 inch لانگ and the bottom foot was 1 inch long. The boys also, the girls also. Thank you. Sunnah also to have a look at the girl before. So you when you look at the girl, and at that time, both of them smiled. They were the big, big teeth, 1 inch teeth. And the girl is smiling. The boy would say, I'm wearing a girl, I'm wearing a bulldozer. The girl is doing a machine. And she also thinks, what my parents, they're getting me married to a bulldozer. Her bottom tooth is 8 centimeters, about 4 inches. And the top tooth is also 8 centimeters. And when the children come, Nawase, or Kote, how she enjoys them, and she wants to hug them and kiss. They see so big teeth. They run from them, they won't come anywhere near Dadima or Dadima, but so big teeth. One here, one up here, one asawa. So from there, now this nafs, Allah made it a combination, but the group, the two of them go together. To understand this quite easily, like for example, we have to go for Umrah, so we go by car to the airport, Saudi Arabia airport, we go to the airport. Anyway, we go by car, then we leave the car. Somebody drops us or we leave the car, then we get onto the aeroplane. From Joburg or from Saudi Arabia, we go to Umrah airport. From there we set off, we take another aeroplane to Jeddah, now we are going for Umrah. When we get off at Jeddah, we take a taxi, now we go to Makkah Sharif. So the vehicle is changing, but the passenger is the same. The same person, Mr. Ahmad Ibrahim is going for Umrah. He went by car to Saudi Arabia airport to Umrah airport. His conveyance, his vehicle is changing, his mode of transport, but he's the same person. So yeah, badan jo hai is our vehicle. And the rope is the passenger. Passenger is going to carry onwards his journey right through the Akhirat. And then either Jannat or Jahannam, Allah has sab ko Jannat se.
Amen.
Aur poore taur se Allah has sab ko Jahannam se hamare ghar walon ko udaar ke liye wo sab ko Allah Jahannam
se
udaar ko. Amen. But the vehicle is going to change. Yeah, in this world is this body. It takes us still to the top. Some people who are very pious, the same body remains there also. For other people, Allah gives another body.
something similar to this, something different.
And on Qiyamah Day,
then get what you will take from your question.
So, now when the stroke, when the body and the weak, the person,
the person and the car.
If you are in control of your car,
no problem. You got the BMW in the top of the range, latest model, and you're driving 100-200 kilometers, you shouldn't, but you're driving clear road, very good road, and everything is fine, and you are in control, you will reach your place.
But if the car is in control of you, then it's a problem.
Even if you're driving 20 kilometers per hour,
and the car is out of control, when the car goes out of control,
when you put brakes, it skids first faster than the car.
You turn to the right and the car goes to the left. The car is out of control. Also, that, for example, if your car got an auto-electrician fob.
Auto-electrical fob.
So you put your indicator for the right and the left side indicator goes on. Very difficult. You are driving, you want to turn to the right.
So you put your indicator, but it's showing left.
So the car at the back will pass you on the right, and you turn at the right.
What an accident.
So just like that,
if our point, our eyes, indicator is out,
you want to look at your wife, but you are looking at your son, your sister, your
dog. So worse accident will take place. You want to look at your wife, but you are looking at your neighbor's wife or wife. You got the auto electrical fault.
A very big problem. And then you're going to have big, big problems.
So it is just the body, the car must be right.
And then it must be under control also. If it's not under control,
also big problem.
If your car, you don't check your tires, and you get a tire burst, forget 200 kilometers, 100 kilometers you get a tire burst, and that's it. What can happen? How many people can die?
So, this nafs, Allah made it, manafsi wa'ala sawa'ala.
Beautiful house.
But if you don't maintain it for one day, it starts going down.
Right? Every day you have to sweep and you have to clean.
You have to wipe out. Your toilet is a place where you can do dirt. And by the way, toilet,
nobody can be paid and say,
I'm a very busy man, I can't go to toilet. I haven't got time to go to toilet. I'll pay paid, I'll stay out of the toilet.
The Imam sir, I still got 10 minutes to clean that the toilet detained you for 20 minutes.
Then you clean, everybody clean, you make this clean up. You just want to stand up.
And then it starts.
Diarrhea, you got a problem.
So it's, it detains you.
So this is
how the toilet and the stomach is the toilet.
On what was I saying this?
Anyway, so this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this body, just now we come back again. So it must be under control. We have to make a friend of ours have to go and go to the toilet to his house. I saw the whole toilet is padded, sound.
That's why sound. You
say the bombs that are there. So to make the toilet sound.
And there's not only food
that springs, whatever else, the smells that come from there.
But you have to go there. Look after your body. And the toilet also you have to maintain.
If it's a dirty toilet, you don't like to go.
Your house you have to maintain. Everything.
Your car, your garden,
your body you have to maintain, your clothes, you have to have them washed. You can't just get dirty clothes all the time,
you have to have them washed. Everything insan understands. One aeroplane that takes off,
how many tests are done on that aeroplane?
Only then, and not only on the aeroplane. Then they ask the weather conditions also. Then where they flying to, if everything is alright, they aren't virus.
Or they know the people are not on strike at the airport.
Everything they have to check. All this has to be done.
Our body, we go to doctor. We check up everything.
Blood pressure, sugar, everything.
Furniture shops.
And locksmiths. And shoemakers.
And everything what you can think of. There's arrangement.
But what is the most important thing? This body or the room?
The room is the most important.
Doctors working, government hospitals, private practice.
And how many types of doctors?
Cardiologists, neurologists.
What you want? Everything you want.
All that is for this body. It is necessary. We need it. But more than that, think for yourself and tell me, isn't more important than that we need doctors for the group?
That you got one doctor for the group in Swaziland.
That you got one hospital for the group. In the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all the hospital was for the group.
Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the biggest spiritual doctor for the group.
And he trained the Sahaba,
and because of that they controlled the world, and they ran the world over,
because the Ruh was in control.
But now in the Ruh is not in control, the body is in charge.
If a person buys a brand new BMW,
latest model, top of the ring, and he brings it home, he shows his friend that BMW.
Now usually we know how many cases have happened. The young boy, 15 years.
The young girl, 15, 16 years.
Take their friends, get into the car, they go for a spin.
And they can't control their car. The car is power. You just put your foot a little bit on the pedal, and it shoots. It goes with the speed.
They can't control it. Forget it on the open road. In the residential area, they capsize the whole car.
And how many cases 3 young children did?
4 young children did. Regularly this is happening.
What was all this? Your car was not under control.
So your nafs, if your nafs is
not under control, the ruh is not under control, or it's not in control,
and the nafs is not under control, you got hit with problems.
If you are driving your car 80 kilometers per hour, 100, 120, but you're in control.
You see, literally, you see a cop, you set down. You see a sharp hand, you slap down.
Traffic hazard to any car, you slap.
You are in control. No problem. But if the car went out of control,
then it was the car is going out of control.
Just a freak accident. You are driving
100 kilometers and a car, or you hit the curb. How many? But if the road is not in control, and the body was not out of control, you got big, big problems.
Now let us diagnose ourselves a little bit
to see who of us, the body is in control, out of control, or is the ruh in control.
For example, check our eyes. If we are enjoying looking at the first street movie, that means that the car is gone out of control.
The ruh is not in control. You can't get your wife, you are looking at other woman.
The car is out of control and now you are in big, big danger.
That danger of you losing your life and you have to go forever.
This is when it is under out of control. Jis aadmi ko ghoor aur peshab khane ko isme maza aata hai aur biryani mein maza nahi aata.
Wo qabil aadmi nahi,
wo jahil aadmi nahi hai. Masjid mein baith ke قرآن کی آیات
یا ایھا الناس اتقوا ربکم یا ایھا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ
اور مولانا نے تمہارا خطبہ نکاح بڑھایا
اور مسجد میں اور پورے مسلمان کی جماعت وہ بھی اتنی اچھی نہیں یو ناٹ دیٹ جو
اور جو گندی حرام ہے سڑکوں کی اس میں لذت آتا تھا
یو انجوائے دیٹ ہوتا ہے اینڈ دس زنا آف دی ہارٹ وین یو میک زنا ایمان کو ناؤ
When it comes to the wife of Mishkashah,
لَعَنَ اللَّهُ النَّارِ وَالْمَنْزُورُ
Allah's curses, Allah's claims of the fire of Jahannam
are around that person and he's looking at the Allah.
And he's enjoying. Why? Because Iman is gone.
That's why he's enjoying while he's in flames. Who can enjoy it while in flames and you are now?
Because Iman is gone off, that is why. Ruhoko zinnaha.
Don't look at the spented bodies of the road.
Ever don't look at.
They lay cheeks, they lay lips, all their flesh, how they dress. Then they go in suk, ruhoko zinnaha.
Parvoz, rabbana, tena, adabana.
When you see that, we call it a sailor from the fire of Jahannam.
And what a beautiful poem. That they lay cheeks of theirs, of the flesh, and how they make it.
The red flesh is like the red flames of the fire of Jahannam. So when you see that, say, Allah save me from the fire of Jahannam.
کوئی آدمی حرم میں ساتھ دیتے اور داخل کو دکھتے
دوسرے ایک ٹیسٹ ہم کرتے ہیں جیسے ریپورٹ واٹ اینڈ اینڈ واٹ کیلکولیٹ ہاؤ ٹو ہاؤ ہینڈ ویچ دے یوز اٹس انبیلیویبل Hey, who and who don't come and complain about this will of yours, about that will of yours, that his anger, how he grieves, this is also a sign that your ruh is out of control, and your nafs is in control. And this anger, how many times, right? How many of our friends, the sun form, they say, if I feel like shooking my heart,
Allah. Right?
This is the time he's out of control, anger has overtaken them. How many people get given talaq in their life because of this anger? You destroyed your life, you destroyed her life, you destroyed the family, the children, because your nafs is in charge, your car is out of control, road is not in control. If you got a good horse, powerful, but you in charge of that, under control, how you tie up in a wrong way. But if the horse is in charge of you, like the horse, you do not control of the horse. The horse will throw you, it will break your neck for that. You will break your back for that. So this is the thing, what is called the Sawu, what is called Anda, Kalka, Islah, that Islah must be. Maintenance is important. This is what we want, this whole effort. Why we have come, we need. First and foremost, we need. And we have come here, like for example, by your house, outside you put a light. You put it for your benefit. But whoever passes there also benefits. So we are talking for our house. But whoever listens, inshallah, they will also benefit. So I hope I could have explained myself. But some of my arguments. The next is the or it's the maintenance for us. Other maintenance is the maintenance. So all of us. The next or you. یہ ہمارے خاص وہاں جا رہا ہے اگر نفس کو کنٹرول نہیں اور روح آپ کو کنٹرول اور اگر روح کنٹرول میں ہے آپ کی آنکھ کو کنٹرول آپ کی زبان کو مارو آپ کے اینکر کنٹرول تو ان شاء اللہ نو پرابلم یو کین اسپیڈ اینڈ یو کین گو سو دس از واٹ اللہ از سیئنگ وہ نفس کی وہ ہمارا سب دین آج نے اللہ تعالی سے فقل خمہا تو یو رہا رکھا Unless it's we, the Baal Hama, we put in that desire of your nafs, we have put in there the desire of Gunah. Then listen properly to this, I would say it slowly and try and say it as clearly as possible. That Allah has put the desire of Gunah in us. The desire of Gunah, Gunah is Kaish, Gunah Hain. The desire of Gunah is not Gunah. To act on that desire, that is good. Eh? One time when I was first in the Mutawalli, one day we all were sitting, maybe he was about 50 years ago, Ahmadiyya Pandya, was not home. So he, in a gathering, we all sitting, he said, that today, about 50 years old, I never got a traffic card. For seat belt, for speeding, indicators, parking, for nothing. We all got sometimes 50 years old. Everyone makes a mistake, you get a fine. So then he said, I never drove a car. So if you never drove a car, how will you get it right? You have to put a car, chala, okay, go keep finding me. Who said that you find me? Car in each other, because he never drove a car. So just like that, if a person does not have desire of guna, he can't become a one. You must have the desire of your, but no name, how ye in te hande. Agar there was no desire of guna, and you like to go Padrastha and you say, MashaAllah, they don't make one guna, they can't get guna.
Kamal us aadmi ka hai jo guna kar sakta aur nahi kar sakta.
Ye hai kamal. Aur jitni zyada kaish hoti hai guna ki, aur aadmi guna nahi karta, wo utna hi zyada Allah ka
sammaan
hai.
Isliye masala hai ke farishta mutan taur pe paugani ho raha.
No Parishta, no Jibreel and this one. They got no Kaisha, no desire.
Who are we? The Wadi Banta hai, jisme guna ki Kaisha, lekin guna mein. Your car got no accelerator, what's the use of that?
But if I say pray, excellent, go, no problem. But when there's danger, put shot. If you've got the power of God, you need power of nature. And you need power steering in order to control. So just like that, this nuts of ours and the soul, the rope, the desire of guna. And in the rope, Allah Ta'ala has put the desire of good. Or yet, kashmakash har aadmi ko hota hai. But there are many people, you got a boyfriend, everything, but your nuts wants you to sleep. Then your rope is standing so far. Quickly, get up, and he said, yeah, I'm getting up. You take the word, again you see. So, yeh kashmakash karta, nafs and ruh ka dhuna chalta rehta, aapas mein. Aur Allah ne usse insaan bhi diye, yeh wife ke husband wife ka bhi chalta rehta hai,
boss and boss ka kaam chalta rehta hai,
government and citizens chalta rehta hai, aise hi the nafs and the soul, un dhuna ka bhi chalta rehta hai. You see a woman, nafs wants to see. Desire of guna is in the nafs.
But your root and hope is haram, you will have problems.
So you if your root is in charge, then alhamdulillah, you get up, not for Fajr, for the Hajjah. Not late, early you are up when the root is in charge. But if the nafs is in charge, you can't get up for Fajr also.
You forget the Hajjah, but that's the limit you don't think the nafs is in charge.
The being of Koshis has Kanta Pinayisha, and this is what we call Islam, and we call Tazkiyah, is just that we must put the right person in charge. Here in one country we went, everywhere I saw that property for sale, and then at the bottom, original owner. So I asked him, why is there that original owner? Every property is original owner.
He said, yes, people do this fraud. They make contact with the people in the deed office.
And then it's your property.
You bought it, you stayed there 20 years. It's your house, it's your shop, it's your property.
But they make contact in the deed office and they make it on their name.
You don't know that. You are getting out of your property.
Then they sell it to someone. And so that person bribes, when he comes, you are in the, he starts fighting them. Next he reports you to police
and you get the eviction order from the court that this property belongs to somebody else, you have to get out of it.
You wonder how come I bought this property? So just like that, our nafs, it made fraud.
And the rule was supposed to be in charge.
But the rule made fraud and the nafs made fraud and the nafs is in charge. And if somebody takes your property like that,
if somebody takes your wife back, not you guys, but somebody says, I guys, get me musibat.
But the nafs, most of us, think carefully, is if my nafs is in charge, the nafs has done fraud.
And it has hijacked.
And it has taken your car and it is bossing around and doing all the wrong things. So what is the work of the Sawwuf and Ihsan, Islam, Tazkiyah, Sadaqa, that the ruh must be in charge. And if the ruh is in charge, mashallah, you can travel at 200 kilometers.
Mashallah.
You will be doing amal, you will go in your father, you will get 100% enjoyment. At the time of maut, there are three registers which are open for every person. Just an example, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gave us. One register is of the Qadis, Sijji. Allah save us all. But our name doesn't go in that register.
That's the time of the hour.
Then there is another register of the Mu'mineen, but those people whose nafs was in charge.
They have believers who was over there, but the nafs was in charge.
They were making gunas of the eyes,
guna of the tongue, all other gunas also they were making. No namaz,
but they hate iman, ruh hate iman.
So those people, they were in halal and iman, they go by a jahannam.
And today here in this world, if you have one mosquito at night, it spoils your whole life. One fly in the day spoils your whole day.
And in the qabr, you have to have space and
Allah.
Allah.
Yahan ek machar hai, it will get doomed.
The machar, the mosquito, make zoom, zoom, zoom when it attacks. You take your doom and you make doom, doom, doom. Mosquito is dead. But in the qabr, who's going to give you doom?
And even if you take two cases of doom with you in the qabr,
it's only looking at the scorpions and the snakes سانپ کا بچھو پلک کے
وہ ڈوب سے وہ نہیں مرے گا. تو یہ ہے کہ آدمی
اسلام اور روح بیس انچارج مینٹین دا روح لک آپ کا روح وہ اپس جو روح مینٹیننس آف روح ذکر کا پاتا
روح کا نام
اے پرسن ڈزن میک ذکر نو نماز نو تلاوت
نو مینٹیننس آف دا روح یو ناٹ پلنگ پیٹرول یو ناٹ ایٹنگ فوڈ فار دا روح
بہت بڑا روح جو روح اس میں بھی
یور نیکسٹ گوئنگ ٹو بی انچارج اینڈ کنٹرول
گیو دا روح اٹس روح جو ذکر نماز تلاوت ذکر
اوبیڈینس آف اللہ تعلق
پر اللہ کا دا گریٹسٹ فوڈ آف دا روح اس تعلق
پر تمام ہے.
You can't sleep at night, no problem, don't be sorry. Make you talk to Allah.
So many things you can talk to Allah Ta'ala. Allah se taalluq karo. Tumhara rooh mazboot hota hai.
So this is what they have to teach. Wa nafsin wa ma sawwaha fa alhamaha fujuraha bi nafsin. Fa alhamaha fujuraha wa taqwaha.
قد أفلح من زكاها.
The treatment now, those who do the treatment,
and put the roof in charge,
and let the nafs be overpowered,
and they do maintenance of the roof,
give it its food, look after it, make it strong, everything,
then that person is successful.
قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. And a person who doesn't do this maintenance, and he doesn't worry about putting the roof in charge,
and the nafs has taken over, Allah says, har khusran, har nuksan,
every destruction, every loss is for that person.
So this is this effort for what we have come, to remind our brothers, to remind ourselves,
for that inshallah,
every Ramzan, in the Khanqa of the Darul Uloom in Azadra, we have a prayer. People from around the world come.
So I feel like I'm going to come by Shabir, which is friends come every year, and this year more of us going to come, inshallah. And it was Bhagavatya, and Zini 20 people, inshallah.
So try and come, and people from around the world come, and there's facilities for ladies also separate.
They also take advantage of it. So take this, and just imagine one Maulana, very good Maulana of Sri Lanka. Maulana Nopal, sir. Very good friend of ours also.
One Islamic jalsa we were having,
they were coming for the 3 days Islamic jalsa from Sri Lanka.
They were not getting their visas.
So he sent me an email, if we don't get our visas in time, we will come for the monthly majlis from Sri Lanka. The monthly majlis will come from Sri Lanka.
Kitna jalsa? Kinko iske qeemat maalum hoge?
Jinke saamne jannat ki qeemat hai. اور جہنم کتنا ہولناک اور کتنی بری جگہ جن کے سامنے ہیں.
سری لنکا سے آنے میں کوئی ان کو کوئی خرچہ نہیں, کوئی فکر نہیں,
لیکن جس کو دنیا کی پر اور دنیا ہی کی ماری ہے ان کے لیے مشکل ہے.
تو یہ ہے کہ آدمی اس کی فکر کرے کہ یور
روح مسئلہ یور روح اس انچار
مزے ہی
یور پراپرٹی یور وائف یو انچارج ہی رہتا Somebody else has hijacked you. You have your car.
Somebody didn't hijack you. You're going to South Africa.
You're going as you. Nobody hijacked you. You have to.
But if you go to South Africa and somebody hijacked you,
kitni musibat. So our nafs has hijacked us.
And most of us are such that you take the test that I gave,
that whether our eyes are in control, whether our anger is in control,
or dunya ki hiras,
greed of dunya today has killed people, destroyed people.
There are so many instances I can quote that good people, what we can say,
half is that for us, good people, but the greed of money destroyed them completely.
And they had very, very sad their last ending. Just now, I told the friends also that one auntie, she phoned me.
We know she's there, but no real contact. And how, what the condition was. Husband left her with a luxury house, luxury car, all on her, very good income also. The poor husband was so sick one night that he's going to die. And she wasn't one, she slept away. She said, Mani Hupan. So you know, he gently found a way to hire her. Then his brother came, they put dialysis machine, he came with her.
And then their brothers and them are fighting like cats and dogs.
The poor man is about to die. Then they're fighting like cats and dogs.
When he died, immediately she said, I said, Haru to Kisalu Mari.
Allah.
Just imagine, what's the use of that life? Itne paise chode, maanga raha, aur ye sab jhagre, aur aaj tak, it's about 5 or 6 months now, then the whole estate, etc., still nothing. And nobody wants to cooperate and do anything. Kya karta ye, kya, kiske peeche hum kare, kis dhoke mein hum kare, wait, what direction we are going? And not one, two cases. How many cases? The Lala Jumunyati, one doctor in South Africa, maybe 20 years ago.
Allah.
He took out in Vietnam about 20 years ago, ₹1 million insurance policy of his wife. Just before Ramzan. First night of Ramzan, he made, took iftari, took his wife to a theater. All planned. And then three black people came. They raped his wife, he killed his wife. He came for insurance. He said, after learning and then they did the investigations, he was found guilty. Today he's in jail. And he's better for him, he's in jail. If he comes in, he's the girl's family people, very close to ANC. And if he has to come out, he will be killed immediately and they will torture him. Therefore, he's just inside. So, he had been left to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, Surah
Al-Sahab,
by which you will be protected, Allah Ta'ala. Because you don't get rid of this dunya, for who you are doing, his own wife, for what she did so much, she can do. Okay? So, there don't be fooled, keep Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Then Allah gives an example, and I will finish, Allah finish the Surah Al-Sahab. The people of Thamud, strong, mighty people, not a shepherd in Mahmoud, so strong people, that when Allah Ta'ala's punishment came, فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ لِذَمْدِمَ تَصَوَّعَ. Allah made damdama, Allah destroyed that nation. Those nations who said, who is more powerful and stronger than us? Not a shepherd in Mahmoud. We are the mighty and the strong and the powerful. Allah made such damdama on them, there was no sign. Nothing was left of them. Ye dhoka na karo, mere itne bank balance hai, aur itne mere taluq wale hai, aur ye main aisa hai, ki when Allah azaab ke aata hai, you know, you people, they are people, what, where they were in, what they did, finished today, nothing. Aur Allah ka azaab aata hai, ہم پر یا ہماری اولاد اولاد پر عذاب آتا ہے ہمیں we are informed in the Allah and when we can do nothing for them and then there we suffer also اگر ہمیں کوئی خبر ملے اپنی فیملی کے that somebody was killed somebody this problem that problem so we did all the wrong and they suffer the consequences Allah Ta'ala has opened and explained. So in these ayah, the surah, Allah is speaking to every one of us in the week. Personally recognize that. And the khulasa, the summary of everything is that Allah has made the nafs and the ruh. The nafs has hijacked the whole world, the cup. And the ruh is just now living, the time to it's not in control. What we have to do is put the ruh back in control. Then we have smooth saying everything. And we have to do maintenance of them. What is maintenance we are doing? We are eating regularly. That's it. They can roof can be the reason. They are not maintaining the roof. Roof has become weak. And the desire of guna is in the nafs by nature. And the desire of roof is in the roof by nature. Just make the roof control and everything. And you are accomplishing success you have. Then Allah gave them the example of the people of Thamud so that you could understand God. Baat samajh mein aayi? If not, then again, sir. Kaun hai mere Ramzan Sharif? MashaAllah. Aksar log ko baat samajh mein nahi aayi. So I think again we start with that. Hum sab inshaAllah.
InshaAllah.
Gulam mein aaoge? Haan, sir. Message thoda sa inshaAllah. Inshallah, Allah himself will talk to them. Those brothers who want to become there, come. If there is anyone there, and what is there? There is the same.
for the maintenance and to get this in your, like to go police station,
that they hijack me.
So this is you are going to
the spiritual doctor, that my nerves hijack my health. Now I want to better make
my work must be in control of it.
This is all what you see. And when a person becomes better, then he is promising that I want to do my Islam and I want you to guide me. And the Shaykh makes this promise that I will make your Islam. And then the common prescription which is given is that maintain Islamic dressing. This is a great, great help to stay away from. Whenever we go business, we go holiday, I'll keep our Islamic dressing. Second thing, read Quran Sharif. 4-5 pages a day. So that at least you can make one khatam. And at least make one khatam in Ramzan, increase in Ramzan. Read one subara a day in Ramzan. Otherwise 4-5 pages. If we do that, we make one khatam in the year, one khatam. Then 100 times, la ilaha illallah. The first and more or less 10 times, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with this in mind, that with la ilaha, I'm taking all the wrong out of my heart. Like we vacuum the carpet, I'm taking out all the wrong from my heart. And illallah, I'm taking all the right. The powder, fragrance, and freshness, I'm spraying in my heart. 100 times you do it, really if you do your zikr prophet, how won't your heart become clean? And 100 times Allah. After the first time, you to say words of Allah's greatness, that Jalla Jalalu, Ta'ala Sha'anu, is wajib. And then tell him, Allah, Allah, Allah. And with this in mind, oh Allah, I love you. Oh Allah, I need you. Oh Allah, you also love me. Oh Allah, come in my heart. 100 times, how won't you get Allah in your heart? Eh? And when Allah is in your heart, substitute. And then keep contact directly, that he may teleport. And come also now and then, brothers from Botswana come regularly for the monthly majlis. From Swaziland, it's about the same distance what it is from Botswana to Azad, Swaziland, more or less the same. Brothers can come, make a point. Eh? And if you make your niyat, inshallah, no more 3- and 7-day visa, Allah will open the days, you'll get 6 months.
Inshallah.
You get 1 month or 1 year visa,
inshallah.
Don't worry, hear them. Do the things the right way. If you got a problem, like you want to catch a cat, don't catch it by the tail. It will turn around and stretch you very quickly. Catch it by the tail. All our problems to solve them is not that we wait till they give us 1 year visa, 6 months visa, 1 month visa. No, we start doing deen's work. On the barakat of that, Hajibai Padia Marhum, Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when all the new roads were being in South Africa, dossiers, all the freeways, he said, this, we are doing deen's work, we have to go here, we have to go there, we need time. Allah put it in their heart now to make that. So that we can work. Allah will make it easy for us. You decide that I want to please Allah. And I want to do deen's work, Allah will make things easy. Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna rabbihi. A person who corrects his matters between him and Allah. Aslaha Allah ma baynahu wa bayna rabbihi. Allah corrects his matters between him and the creation. So we must correct our matters with Allah. Don't worry about creation. Allah will correct that matter. So inshallah, wa inshallah. The khutbah arbi mein parunga. Uske baad mein jo alfaz kahunga, wo aap khud kahunga. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد فحسبه الله تبارك وتعالى. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد
الله فوق أيديه فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوقع بما عاتب عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالف. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: المرء مع من أحب. فهو يعبد الله وربك ما كفر شرك نفاق بدعاء تمام كله خصوصا دنيا في محبة كبر وآخر سے فقرت کا گناہ من چاہی زندگی گزارنے کا گناہ اور اللہ جل جلالہ کے احکامات اور رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت سے فقرت کا گناہ اور تفکر کا گناہ یا اللہ وعدہ کرتا جہاں تک مجھ سے ہو سکتا پانچوں وقت کی نماز جماعت کے ساتھ مسجد میں سنت کے مطابق پڑھتا رہوں گا رمضان شریف کے روزے رکھوں گا زکات فرض ہوگی زکات ادا کروں گا حج فرض ہوگا حج کروں گا ہمارا وقت اپنی اصلاح کی فکر رکھوں گا. یا اللہ داخل ہوتا ہوں میں سلسلہ چشتیہ نقشبندیہ قادریہ اور سہروردیہ یا اللہ چاروں سلسلوں کے تمام بزرگوں کی برکت سے حسن خاتمہ اور موت سے پہلے پہلے مقبول توبتن نصوحہ نصیب فرمانا حسن خاتمہ ایمان کامل کلمہ شہادت حافظ عزت سلامتی کے ساتھ نصیب فرمانا اور کل قیامت کو ہمیشہ جنت میں تمام بزرگوں کا ساتھ نصیب فرمانا. وہ جو میں نے ابھی بتایا وہ کرتے رہے اور چالو کرتے وہ بڑا سامان اور یہاں ہم سب سے رابطہ رکھتے تعلق کرتے ٹھیک ہے اور پرتن دن کے بعد تو جہاں بھی جو بدان والے آپ سب سے تعلق رکھتے اور جینے والے مانو شکیل سب سے تعلق دعا کرنا پورا الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يا الله اسمع ربول جود کے بیٹھنے کو قبول کر اس کے اپنے سننے کو قبول کر اس پر عمل کی توفیق عطا کر استقامت نصیب کر آپ کی رضا نصیب کر آپ کی ناراضگی سے ہم سب کی حفاظت کر یا اللہ دین دنیا آخرت کے تمام خیر اور بھلائیاں ہم سب کو نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہر شر اور ہر فتنے سے ہم سب کی حفاظت یا اللہ پوری دنیا میں سوازی لینڈ میں پوری دنیا میں مسلمانوں کی حفاظت کر ہر چیز میں برکت عطا کر یا اللہ ہر خیر نصیب فرما ہر شر سے پوری حفاظت کرنا یا اللہ جن حالوں نے ہمارے یہاں کے حالی کو اتنا مبارک بنایا اور اتنا آسان اور مزیدار بنائے آپ ان کو جزائے خیر یا اللہ رمضان والے حافظ صاحب کو ہم نے پہنچے اور ہمیں کتنا انتظام کیا منزلی والوں نے یا اللہ سب ہمارے بھائیوں کو پھر انتہا جزائے خیر ان کی ہر چیز میں برکت عطا فرمائے اور خاص کر اپنی محبت عطا فرمائے اپنی اطاعت نصیب فرمائے یا اللہ ہماری دنیا بھی بنا دے ہمارے آخرت بھی بنا دے ہماری زندگیوں بنا دے ہمارے گھر والوں کے ہماری اولادوں کے قیامت تک ہمارے سب نسلوں کے یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ اور عزیز اور اقارب جن کا انتقال ہوا سب کی مغفرت اوپر تک جہاں تک ہمارا سلسلہ ہو یا اللہ سب اپنے قبروں میں یا اللہ سب کی مغفرت فرما ان کے قبروں کو انوارات سے محفوظ فرما یا اللہ ان کی وہاں کے راحت اور وہاں کے یا اللہ لذت ہے اور وہاں کے یا اللہ مزے ان کو نصیب فرما، یا اللہ ہر شہر نصیب فرما، ہر شخص سے پوری حفاظت فرما، سب کو بے انتہا جزا خیر عطا فرما. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.